Cruises 2026 season on sale now. Experience is everything. T's and C's apply, over 50s only.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, police in Liverpool have released more details about the people injured in Monday's collision. 79 people were hurt during Liverpool's Premier League title parade. Liam Gotting has the latest from the city.
7 people remain in hospital after what happened on Monday night, but the good news is that they are all recovering well in hospital, according to Merseyside Police, who say that the youngest victim injured in the Liverpool parade crash is 9 years old and that the oldest person injured is a 78-year-old.
A 53-year-old man is still being questioned. The UK government has criticised Israel's plans to establish 22 settlements in the occupied West Bank. They include new ones as well as those which were already established without permission and will now be legal under Israeli law. Reform UK's chairman says the Prime Minister is panicking after hitting out at what he calls its fantasy economic policies. Sir Keir Starmer's claimed Nigel Farage's tax-cutting plan would lead to a financial meltdown. The Shadow Justice Secretary has told us why he broke Transport for London rules to make footage highlighting fare dodging. Robert Jenrick told our sister station, LBC, it's ridiculous to suggest he should have asked for permission to film him confronting rule breakers.
Well, I was fed up and I felt that ordinary people who were paying for their tube or public transport, you know, doing the right thing, were made to look silly or foolish by these people who were flagrantly breaching the rules and nothing was happening about it.
TfL says it's strengthening its capability to deter and detect fare evaders, calling it unacceptable. The trailer is out for the first film adaptation of Richard Osman's Thursday Murder Club series.
Isn't this room usually for jigsaws?
Not on a Thursday, no.
Celia Imrie and Dame Helen Mirren star alongside Pierce Brosnan and Sir Ben Kingsley as a group of retirees who spend their time solving historic murders. In the city, the FTSE 100 closed down 10 points at 87.16. The pound buys $1.35 and €1.19. And the weather, low cloud and drizzle in the west tonight, clear elsewhere with a low of 8, rain moving east in the north tomorrow, sunny spells and showers in the south, and a high of 24 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, a warm welcome to this Thursday afternoon music club. Lovely to be with you. It's Margarita Taylor on Classic FM with a work of Shostakovich next, the Jazz Suite number 2.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Ravel's Pavane pour Infante de Font, played by the Sinfonia of London, directed by John Wilson, and before Paavo Järvi with the Philharmonic Orchestra of Radio France on Classic FM, the music of Shostakovich, the Jazz Suite number 2, played you Waltz number 2. It's Margarita Taylor seeing you through the afternoon with music next from Tchaikovsky, his romantic opera Eugene Onegin. We hear the tale of love, of longing and desire. Here's the Entr'acte and Waltz. Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Naima Yerevi, with the Entr'acte and Waltz from Tchaikovsky's Eugen Onegin. Now to a composer who, at the tender age of 17, went off to find his idol, Liszt, who advised him to head off to Vienna to make his fortune, which he went on and did, and Liszt became a mentor to him for many years. Here's Stephen Elmas's Piano Concerto No. 2.
Thank you.
the Armenian composer Stefan Elmas, who was mentored by Liszt. We heard Elmas's Piano Concerto No. 2, the third movement, played by Howard Shelley and the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra. Now, a little cheeky clog dance on the way for you in just a moment, and we'll hear from Eric Coates, the Dam Busters March to come. First, though, let's get you home for Thursday. Tim's got all the latest on the traffic and travel next here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Samantha? Samantha!
Go on, reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
Classic FM travel.
In Lincolnshire, one lane is closed on the M180 heading westbound from Junction 4 for Scorby to Junction 3 for Scunthorpe because of a lorry fire earlier. In Nottinghamshire, on the M1 southbound, the exit slip road is partially blocked at Junction 26 for Nottingham because of a broken down car. In Kent, the M2 Medway Viaduct has two lanes closed westbound from Junction 3 for Chatham to Junction 2 for Strood. That's because of emergency bridge repairs, and more emergency repairs are causing problems in Carmarthenshire. Long delays on the M4 eastbound after Junction 49 for the Pont Abraham roundabout. Finally, trains, Greater Anglia have buses running instead of trains between Colchester and Ipswich. That's due to a points failure.
Classic FM. Classic FM. Thank you.
And the music we heard back to back there a moment ago on Classic FM, The Clog Dance from Ferdinand Herold, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Barry Wordsworth, and just now the Band of the Coldstream Guards with Eric Coates' Dam Busters March. The music that his son revealed was composed to match the form of an Edward Elgar Pomp and Circumstance march, but it wasn't actually intended for the film that it went into and went on to become the theme for the Dam Busters March on Classic FM for you this afternoon. And after all that excitement, if you need a moment of calm, perhaps you're pushing through the final bit of revision for Scottish Nationals and Highers, or revising for your A-levels or GCSEs at this moment in time, we have a little solution for you.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
FM.
Thank you.
The Hungarian Philharmonic with the Minuet No. 1 in C from Joseph Haydn. You're listening to Classic FM, and Stephen Huff to play for us next with Chopin's Nocturne in B-flat minor.
This is Classic FM.
Lord bless you and keep you, from John Rutter, who'll be celebrating his 80th this September. The City of London Symphonia, conducted by John himself alongside the Cambridge Singers. And before, Stephen Hough played as Chopin's Nocturne in B-flat minor on Classic FM. Thank you. Boston Baroque, conducted by Martin Perlman, with Handel's Concerto Grosso in A. Lovely to bring that to you on Classic FM, where after 6 o'clock this evening, we'll hear from Alison Balsam and also a performance on the way from the National Youth Choir of Great Britain. And love to hear how you are spending your evening. 61812, the number to text. News headlines coming up next with Tim.
Classic FM.
When Mum was diagnosed with dementia, her memory had already started to fade. So it mattered to me that she could stay right where she's happiest, in her own home, surrounded by neighbours, friends and her favourite things. Now, Mum has another familiar face in her life, her care professional, from Home Instead. Sure, they help her with daily routines, but it's the company and conversations they share that make her smile the most. Visit homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
When you sail on a Saga cruise, you really can relax, because so much is included. A choice of specialty restaurants? Included. A balcony with every cabin? Included. Wonderfully attentive staff? Included. Spotting a whale out at sea? Included. Realising the whale is actually just a wave? Included. Search Saga Boutique Cruises 2026 season on sale now. Experience is everything. T's and C's apply, over 50s only.
For whoever they want to be in life, give them a great start with WellKid. Carefully balanced, great-tasting vitamins and minerals for 4 to 12-year-olds, with specific nutrients such as zinc and vitamin D, which support normal immune system function. The WellKid range from Vitabiotics, from Boots, pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
If you love your engine, treat it right with Esso Fuels. You see, Esso Fuels help give your engine that tender loving it deserves. And your engine will love you right back. with more of those sweet, sweet miles from every tank. And now get double Nectar points on Supreme Plus Fuels. It pays to care for your engine with Esso Fuels. That's right, baby. Choosing fuels you can use less of. That's thoughtful driving. See esso.co.uk for more details.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
This is the call of the Chiff Chaff. This is the call of the Willow Warbler. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious, like choosing Interactive Investor for your ISA and personal pension. With 30 years' experience, over 430,000 customers, and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
When you sail on a Saga cruise, you really can relax, because so much is included. A choice of specialty restaurants? Included. A balcony with every cabin? Included. Wonderfully attentive staff? Included. Spotting a whale out at sea? Included. Realising the whale is actually just a wave? Included. Search Saga Boutique Cruises 2026 season on sale now. Experience is everything. T's and C's apply, over 50s only.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, a 53-year-old man has been charged over the collision in Liverpool on Monday in which 79 people were injured. Paul Doyle from West Derby in Liverpool will appear before magistrates tomorrow, accused of dangerous driving, causing grievous bodily harm with intent, wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm, and attempting to cause grievous bodily harm with intent. Assistant Chief Constable Ginny Sims from Merseyside Police has made a statement.
Now that Paul Doyle has been charged, we ask that the judicial process be allowed to continue without any speculation online or anywhere else that could impede the pursuit of justice for all of those affected.
Sir Keir Starmer's warned the public not to trust Nigel Farage, calling his economic policies a mad experiment. The Prime Minister says the reform leader's promises, which include tax cuts, are an irresponsible splurge. The UK government has condemned plans to establish 22 Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. Israel's defence minister says the move will prevent the establishment of a Palestinian state, which he claims would endanger Israel. But a British Foreign Office minister says it's illegal and wouldn't protect Israel. Rachel Abramovitz is a human rights activist in the West Bank.
My fear is that all of these places will become taken over by Israelis. I think we won't be able to push it or to prevent it for long.
Hamas says it's received and is studying a new US plan for a ceasefire in Gaza. Police searching for a teenage girl who fell into the water at Batings Reservoir in West Yorkshire have recovered a body. There's been no formal identification yet, but